Elise is here to tell us some very, very neat things about the place where she comes from. You see, Mrs. Louise is Haitian, and she is from the country called Haiti. Do you know where Haiti is? Mm-hmm. Perhaps you could tell us.
Well, Haiti, you don't have a big club.
Difficult?
No. No. Well, Haiti is, you know where Cuba is? You see? Not too far from Miami. Have you seen that? Okay, Haiti is not too far from Cuba also. So, it's kind of south of Miami. Okay? Of Florida, sort of. You know, you find it below Florida. And it's an island. You know what an island means? Okay? But the whole island is what you have all over an island. Can you tell me?
Water.
Yeah, so that's what makes it an island. But it's not the whole island with Haiti. It's only part of it. You see over here? And if it was the whole island, you will have something like that. And that part is called the Dominican Republic. But this part over here, how do you call it? What's the name of this part? Haiti. Okay? This is Haiti. And this city here is Port-au-Prince. This is the biggest city. Port-au-Prince. Okay? Wow. You know who discovered Haiti? Christopher Columbus, just like America. Christopher Columbus discovered Haiti, right? Long time ago, they find Indian on the land. And then you know what happened to the Indian, right? Same thing that happened in America. They had colonies, they settled colonies, and they had plantation, and they needed Indian to work. But the Indian, they didn't know how to work because they weren't used to work. So they started to die. And, you know, who they replaced, who they took to come and work in the land? The slaves, okay? Now, who can tell me where the slaves came from? The slaves came from Africa. Okay, remember that. The slaves came from Africa. And those slaves, one time they got mad. They said they don't want to do plantation anymore. They got mad. And they had what you call a revolution. At this time, big war. It was the French people, because this colony became for the French. And the French had slaves, and the slaves didn't want the French anymore. So they fight. You know, you fight bad with arms and things. So the slaves won, and the French people had to leave, go back to France. And Haiti became independent, and that was the first black country, independent in the Western Hemisphere, in this part of the world. That was the first country that had black people and became independent. You understand that?
Became free.
Yeah, free.
Means they weren't dependent on anybody else anymore.
No, nobody. And that became a republic.
And living in that independent republic that you did as a little girl, let's say about Shirley's age, what kinds of things did you do?
Oh, well, when I was growing up in Haiti, I didn't have television. No, I didn't have television, so I
couldn't.
Can you
imagine?
What would you do if you don't have television? What would you do? And no television at night. Well, I'm going to tell you what I did. I play with dolls. And my brothers, because I had three brothers, and we were eight in the family. We have three brothers and five girls. Three boys and five girls. So we used to make dolls, but we couldn't buy the dolls because, you know, Haiti is a poor country. And at this time, it was after World War II. We didn't have things that were coming from America or from France. And besides, they were so expensive, we couldn't afford them. So we had to make our own toys. And we made paper doll. You know how to make paper doll? Okay, you want me to show you how you make paper doll?
Just a paper
doll. Okay, let me show you. It's very easy to make paper doll. And we also made, we also sew doll. You know how you make stuffed animals? Okay. And then, remember I asked you how many sisters and brothers we were? Tell me, how many?
Three.
Right, three brothers and five girls. Three boys and five girls. So all the girls made dolls. And you know what we did with the doll? We made classroom. We sent all our dolls to school. We made chair, we took cotton board, you know, construction paper. Not construction paper that we bought like that. You know, just paper that we find in the house. Thank you. And we used them. We didn't have nice construction paper like that. We just have to take anything, sometimes newspaper, whatever we find, we have to. And sometimes my father will receive nice boxes because my father was a doctor and my mother was a school teacher. So we had a chance to have a few things that other kids didn't even have, but still we weren't rich because Haiti is a poor country with a lot of poor people. Some people are very rich, but some people are very, very, very poor. In fact, I'm going to show you more things to show to you all the Haitians. Some of them are poor. Now, this is how we make our dolls. You see, when we were making paper dolls, we made our dolls like that. Sometimes we put little finger for them too. That we try to imitate a little finger for them. And then, it's very easy to make, okay? So, sometimes we will leave something like that in the back so the doll could stand, if we needed the doll to stand, but otherwise we will just take it off. You see, for instance, and then we took a pencil and we make eyes for the doll, just like that. And when you put the doll like that, the doll will stand. Okay, the cotton was, you see the doll can stand now? You see that? And then you make eyes, nose, and mouth for the doll. Okay, now can you make one? You see? Then also we would take a piece of material and we sew it. The little girls, you must know how to sew. So you sew all the one here and then we left a piece up there open, and we took a pencil and we turn it all over, then we stuff it and it becomes just a doll. So that's what we use. Then we also play in the backyard with our brothers. We make little houses. We made a big house, we could get inside, you know, or play a house. And we make little houses for our dolls. We make swimming pool, little swimming pool in the back. We made bridges, river, and everything. Okay? That's what we did. That's the way we play. And then one thing that was very, very important too that we didn't do that thing at night, during the daytime, because during the daytime, you had to help sometimes around the house or you had to go to school. So you didn't have time to do that. But at night, since we didn't have television, guess what we did? We told stories at night. Okay, that's what we did at night in Haiti.
Who told you stories?
Well, how I learned those stories, my mother told me those stories. And the maid or grandma told those stories. And that's how I learned those stories. I didn't read them in a book. You see, we have a few books that have Haitian stories. You see, like all these books I have over there, they're storybook, Haitian storybook. You see, some of them speak about dogs and cats. They talk about people here, and we have proverbs and a lot of things. This book even in English and Creole. So we just sit down and tell stories. But the stories I have are nicer than the ones that are in the book, because the stories I have, you know what they call tradition, they pass on. Maybe you remember I told you Haiti had slaves, and those slaves came from Africa. Maybe those stories came even from Africa. And then when they came to Haiti, to be slaves. Then at night, when they finish to work on the plantation, they probably sit down and tell stories. Then after that, grandma, mother, maid, they pass the stories on to us. Just like me. I heard those stories, I love them, and now I'm passing them on to you. So I'm telling you those stories. You understand?
So what do we
I'm
call
giving
that?
To you.
So what do we call that when you pass it on like that? Mrs. Louise, in fact, said what it was. Alexis, what's it called when you pass it on? Pass it on. Pass it on. What do we call those things? Carlos, tell
them. Tradition.
It's a tradition. A sweet tradition. What are the stories about?
Well, we have two typical stories. Two people that are very typical to the Haitian stories. Those people are called Buki and Malice. We have other stories about animals and other things. But the story about Haiti, once you go to Haiti and you say Buki, everybody knows who Buki is. Buki is a dummy, dummy. He doesn't know anything well. He doesn't know how to do anything well. Okay, he's stupid kind. You understand? That's the way Buki is. And there is another one who is his brother called Malice. In fact, in that book, I'm going to show to you how Buki looks and how Malice is. That's not the one. It's the one who has Buki. Here. You see this one here? Look at that. He's so stupid. He has his head like that. You see, he has his head like that on his head. Okay, so that's Buki the dummy. And this is the Malice, the smart one. Okay? Let me pass them to you so you can see. Okay? This is Buki and this is Malice. And in the meantime, I'm writing for you on the board, Buki and Malice. I have one. Thank you. I got one. Okay, I'll put it here. Buki and Malice. One thing also in Haiti, you know, people tell stories. You get something? You want me to start this process? So you know, in America, who can tell me when your mother going to tell you a story or when you're reading a story in your book, what does it say to start with? Yeah, tell me what it says. Very good. Tell me also, what does it say? What it says? Okay, the class. I want the whole class to tell me what the story say to start. Very good. That's the way we start stories. But in Haiti, that's not the way we start the story. We said...
First, you gotta want a story.
Yeah. First, at night, you have to beg for the story, okay? And if you say, please tell me a story, then I tell you the story. But otherwise, they ask grandma tell me a story, or they say, they ask the maid to tell a story, huh? They don't want to tell a story. But you have to beg, keep on asking to tell a story. So, for instance, I see you don't want a story, right? So let's go.
Okay.
They don't want a story. You don't want a story?
How do we ask that story? How do we ask? What do we say?
Oh, now you want a story. Now I see you want a story. They don't want a story. Let's go. It doesn't mean crack in Haiti. It just means, okay, I'm listening to the story. Okay? So when I say crick, if you don't say crack, this time we're really going. When I say crick, okay? Crick.
Crack.
They were listening.
You want a story?
Very good. Okay, crick.
Crack.
All right. Where is that? Did you finish this? I'm going to tell you a story about those two guys. Buki, you see? Buki, the smart one. Is Buki the smart one?
No.
What did I say? Buki is? Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about Buki, the dummy, the stupid, and Malice, the smart one. So, also, you see those paintings? They came from Haiti. And you remember I told you Haiti is can be a very poor place, but some people are very rich in Haiti. And some people live in a little house like that. Okay? So Buki and Malice, they live in a little house like that. Okay? You see? You see the house? Do you see the house? Okay. Buki live in that little house. And every morning, Buki is lazy, you know, he doesn't like to work. So he just take a chair. Get that chair to show to you. Buki sitting in front of the house. Buki sit down like that, very lazy, not doing anything. And you know. So there is a calf. Who knows what a calf is? Good. Who knows what a calf is? Okay, I want the whole class to tell me what a baby calf is.
A baby calf.
Okay, that's what a calf is. So every morning, I show you the little house, right? Buki will pass in front of that house. The calf will pass in front of Buki's house. But Buki is sitting, right? And the calf will say, "Good morning, Uncle Buki." And Buki would say, "Good morning, my nephew." But Buki was always taking every morning when the calf said good morning. He was saying, "One of these days I got to eat the calf." Because Buki loved meat. He loved to eat beef. Loved meat. So every morning, Buki was thinking of eating that calf. So one morning, he said to the calf, after the calf said, "Good morning, Uncle Buki." He said, "Good morning, my nephew. Why don't you shake hands with your uncle?" But his mother told him never to get near Buki because Buki can eat you. The calf said, "My uncle, I'm in a hurry going to the market. I cannot stop today. Some other times." So he passed. But Buki said, the next morning, when the calf said, "Good morning, Uncle Buki," Buki said, "Good morning, my nephew. Why don't you give me your address? One of these days, I'll come and visit you." Why do you think Buki asked the calf his address? So he can go to his home at night and eat him. You hear that? So the calf was, and knowing Buki wins, he said, he gave a false address. He told Buki that he lived under Maputi. Maputi is a big, 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 huge tree in Haiti. And he said that the Maputi were malfini. Malfini is a bad bird with bad luck in Haiti. If that bird looked at you, you can die. He said that malfini died of yellow fever. That's where I live. But that's not true. That's not where the calf lives, really. But the calf gave a false address. And the big Maputi is far away, someplace over there. A big, big tree have branches on the woods. Branches going down like woods. So that day, Maputi went inside the home and said, "Malice, Malice, give me a duffy bag to put on my shoulder. Tonight I'm raising good meat. We're going to eat meat." So Malice said, "Buki, I know how stupid you are. Don't get yourself in trouble." Buki didn't listen. He just took his bag, and as it was getting dark, was going to be night. He went out and he was whistling. Who can whistle for me? Come on. Right. That's what Bookie was doing. Okay. He was so happy. He was whistling all the way. Then he got to the place. He remembered exactly where the map Bookie was, where Muffin died of yellow fever. And he started to push the boy's face. It was late. Couldn't see very well. It was late at night. So he pushed the branches. As he was pushing the branches, he heard, Oh, he got scared. Well, he wanted that meat so bad, he wanted to eat the car so bad. He just kept on pushing the branches. And he heard again a big noise. So he put his hand like that. And at the same time, a big paw got on his shoulder. And the and started to put Bookie in blood. Bite Bookie. Bookie started to run. Bookie went. It was the tiger. It was the calf. Remember, it was a false address? It was the tiger. So, Bookie went. But Bookie was already bloody. So when Bookie got to the home, Mali said, "What happened to you, Bookie? Look at you, what happened to you?" Bookie couldn't speak. He was so mad. So the boy leaves, because you know Mali is smart. The boy leaves, wash Bookie blood, put Bookie in bed. But Bookie was still mad, he was going, he cannot say what happened to him. So the next morning, Malice took Bookie and placed Bookie again just in front of his little house. And then, who was passing by again that morning? Who?
The calf.
The calf was passing by. And the calf, as usual, but the calf called me on this side because Bookie was all locked and Bookie couldn't eat the calf, so the calf was passing. The calf was happy to see what happened to Bookie. The calf said, "Good morning, my uncle." And Bookie got mad. He went like, "Oh, my uncle don't want to speak today." So he just passed, but he knows what happened to Bookie. He knows he sent Bookie to the false address where the calf live, where the tiger live. Okay. So, as the calf was going down the street, Bookie said, Malice, he called his small brother. He said, Malice, come and see that calf, little boy going down the street. During the day, you will think he's a nice little boy, but go see him at night, he become a
tiger.
And as I was passing by, they kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story. You like it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please remember that. In Haiti, that's the way all the stories finish. So what I say to you, they kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story, that's when the story ends. Okay, do you like that story? You want another one?
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you one very, very quick. This one, Bookie again is so stupid. He doesn't do anything well. Remember, Bookie doesn't do anything well. So one morning, Mali said to him, "Bookie, I'm sending you to the market." Okay, he took his bag and he was going to the market. He went to the market. He bought everything Mali told him to buy. As he was coming back, the sun was high. And he saw a little man walking behind him. You know, every place he goes, he saw a little man. So he said, "You want the meat? Here is the meat." He just threw the meat. "You want the sugar? Here is the sugar. You want the rice? Here is the rice." He gave everything that was in his pack because he was so scared of the little man walking behind him. He gave everything. So he went inside his home. Mali said, "Where is the..." He got scared. He said, Malice, the little man following me." Mali said, "Where is the market? What did you buy?" Bookie said, "Everything I bought, I had to give it to that little man following me." Mali said, "But I don't see the man. Where is the man?" So he went outside the house. Remember, I told you the sun was high. And he said, here, here is the little man. Who was that little man? That's right. And he gave all the food he had. So they beat him up. And I passed by to say, why are you beating up Bookie like that? And they kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. You see it? Bookie is so stupid again. One day, Malice went out and he left for Bookie to give a bath to mother. And they boil water like to give a nice warm bath to mother. You know what Bookie did when Malice left? They took grandma and they threw home grandma in the big hot water. So grandma got all burned and grandma going, wee! Grandma died. So what Bookie did when Malice came, Bookie didn't realize that he killed grandma. He went out, he said, Malice, oh, I gave a bath to grandma. Grandma is clean. And grandma is so happy, she's still laughing. So they beat up Bookie because he killed grandma. And as I was passing by, they kicked me again. And here I am to tell you the story. You want another story?
Yeah. You got
story okay. You have something on. Okay, anybody has a question about the story before I go on? Because now I'm not going to tell you about Bookie, because we have other stories than Bookie.
Does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask Mr. Solis about anything?
What did you say? You said something. Wait. Did you say, you like which one?
I said, what's something from
that? Oh, yeah, I got to tell you that. So that's how they pull. And then they make spoon like that. And sometimes they don't have spoon, so they use this to eat with. And big spoon like that, they use it to cook their food.
Mr. Lewis, we have a question over here.
Yeah, let me hear that question. Oh yeah, that's good. In Haiti, they speak French, because remember I told you, the French came. But they also speak Creole, because a lot of people don't go to school in Haiti. They're too poor to go to school, so they cannot speak French. And then they speak another language that they call Creole.
Could you give us an example, maybe just to hear? I think the thing, and I was passing by, and they kicked me, and here I am. Could you tell us what that sounds like in Creole? Can you say?
C'est comme ça me t'a passé. Yo ba mon coup de pied et même vin raconte ou histoire ça.
Make sense?
No.
All right, makes sense to me.
And if you were to say it in French, you would say, je passais par là, et on m'a donné un coup de pied, et voilà, je suis venue vous raconter cette histoire. You see the difference between Creole and French.
Does anybody here speak Creole?
Who speak Creole here? You speak Creole?
No.
Well, Mrs. Louise is a Haitian, and she speaks Creole, and she's right here in front of us, and she taught us something.
And I was living in New York before, but for the last 10 years, I've been living in Miami. Mm. Yeah.
What was Haiti like when you were a girl growing up?
Well, when I was growing up in Haiti, kids didn't have toys like you have here in America. That's one first thing I see. We didn't have television, but we had to go to school. And Haiti is a place where you have people that are very, very poor. Some people don't even eat every day. But you have some people that are very, very rich also. And you have people in and between. Have a lot of kids going to school. You have big schools, small schools, schools that are rich and schools that are poor. But some schools, the kids go to school, they don't even have shoes to wear. And they don't even have food to eat before they go to school. But some other schools too, the kids are rich, they have cars, their parents take them to school, or they make the maid take them to school, carry their book for them. Sometimes they get very lazy when they're rich. And then the poor does the work because they don't have money and they have to work to get something because it's a very poor country.
So I guess in a way, a lot of about where you live is very much like here. There are a lot of poor people, a lot of rich people, a lot of people in between.
Yeah, but the poor people are very poor. It's not like here in America where they say, oh, so-and-so is poor. When I say poor, I mean poor. I mean you get up in the morning, you don't have breakfast, and all day you didn't find anything to eat, and you go to sleep with no food.
What was it like for you when you were growing up? You know more about, it's like we know more about ourselves sometimes than we do about other people. What about you?
Well, when I was growing up, I had the chance to do a lot of things that boys and girls do right now. I had 8 brothers and sisters. We were 5 girls at home and 3 boys. My mother was a school teacher, and my father was a doctor. So we had a pretty normal life. I would not say as rich as some people in America. We didn't have television because people didn't have television at this time in Haiti. But we had a radio. We had a house. We even have maid serving us. And we all went to school. In fact, one of my brother became a doctor, also just like daddy. And then the others were school teachers. I was a school teacher when I was in Haiti, and I spoke French. But I also know how to speak Creole.
Anybody here know how to speak Creole? Anybody here speak Creole?
Anybody? Nobody speak Creole here? What about French?
Anybody speak French?
I know a little.
You know a little bit? Your parents?
He's from Canada.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I have family from Canada, too, because my brother married to a Canadian. And I have nephews and nieces that are Canadian and live there.
What kinds of things did you like to do when you were about
19?
Keisha's age.
Well, you see, it was after World War II, and we didn't have much toys. And in Haiti, they didn't manufacture the toys. And if the toys would come from America or other countries, they would be very, very expensive. So that gave us a chance, not only me when I was growing up, but a lot of kids to do a lot of things that little children in America don't do.
Like what?
Because, for instance, I used to make my own doll with a piece of material. I would cut it. If I have scissors or paper, I will show you how I made my doll. I cut my doll. Then I sew my doll with needle, you know how to sew? And I turn it, then I stuff it, like you would stuff animals. And then that will be my doll. Let me show to you how I made my doll. Yeah, maybe lighter paper.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, you remember. Good. Now, if you don't beg me, I won't tell you any story. Because at night, the person always say, I'm tired. I don't want to tell a story. I'm not about to tell anybody a story today. Why don't we go to the next class? Because that's enough for them. They don't need a story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's play.
Quick!
Quack!
Quick!
Quack!
Okay. Now you ready. You see, I'm going to show you these two people here. You see that one here? His name is Buki. And that other one, his name is Malice. Okay, one is Buki, and the other one is Malice. I'm going to put it on the board for you. And the other one is... Malice. Buki is a dummy. Stupid! Ooh, look at him. He doesn't do anything well. You name it, Buki is going to mess it up for you. No matter what you have, Buki cannot do it well. But Malice, he's smart. He knows everything. He's like a teacher because he knows everything. Anyway, that's all I'm going to tell you in the book. Now, you close your eyes and you can imagine Buki as you like. Just imagine anything that dummy, that's Buki. Anything that's smart, that's Malice. Anybody that's smart, that's Malice. Okay? Now, okay. That's it. You see who Buki is now? Everybody knows Buki?
Yes.
Buki is dummy and Malice is smart. I'm going to tell you a story. The first story is going to let you see exactly how stupid Buki is. Nobody can be as dummy as Buki. Every morning, Buki sits in front of his house. That little house that you see down here. You see that little house over here?
Yes.
You see that one? That small one here. That's the house Buki lives in. You know, not exactly that one, but to tell you, it's a little house like that in the mountain. So every morning, there is a calf. You know what a calf? Who knows what a calf is? A calf. Uh-huh. What is a calf? Well, tell me, what's a calf?
A baby calf.
That's right. Say it loud.
A baby calf.
Okay. Who wants to tell me again what a calf is? Okay, tell me what a calf is. Okay, who else? Okay, the whole class, tell me what a calf is.
A baby calf.
Very good. Now, every morning, that calf will pass in front of Buki's house. Every morning. And he would say, good morning, Uncle Buki. And Buki would answer, good morning, my nephew. Buki loves meat. Buki would like to eat that calf, but he doesn't know how to. Every day, he kept thinking, one of these days, I got to eat that calf. So, one morning when the calf came, Buki said, the calf's passing. The calf said, good morning, Uncle Buki. And Buki said, good morning, my nephew. Why don't you come and shake hands with me? So he expected to eat the calf. The calf said, my mother told me to go fast and come back. I'm going to the market. But the calf knowing Buki, he knows his mother told him never to get near Buki. Buki, because Buki can eat you. Buki can eat you. Don't get near Buki. So the calf passed. Then one day Buki got an imagination strong and he said to the calf, I'd like to come to see you one of these days at night. Why don't you give me your address? That's the trick. The calf gave a warm address to Mookie. He told Mookie, I live under the Mapu tree. Mapu tree is a big tree, maybe that biggest one over there. You see, that big tree all the way down the farm. Well, Malfini is a bad bird with many bad luck in Haiti. You see, the Malfini, you might get sick. So, he told Mookie that I live under the Mapu tree where Malfini died of yellow fever. Everybody knew where Malfini died of yellow fever. Yeah. Where that big Mapu tree is. So, then the calf left. But that wasn't the calf address, remember? That was a false address. So that night, Mookie got in the house and Mookie said to Malice, Malice, oh, we got a lot of meat tonight. Give me a duffy bag to put on my shoulder. I'm going to get you nice, good meat. We're going to eat it. Malice said, Mookie, I know how stupid you are, dummy. You stay right here and don't go put yourself into trouble. Ah, but Mookie didn't want to listen. He just took his bag and went, who knows how to whistle in this class? Okay, go ahead, whistle for me. Okay, that's enough. So that's what Mookie was doing. I cannot whistle me, but Mookie was going, oh, Mookie got there. It was getting light. He's back on his shoulder, and he's going like that. He saw the big Mapu tree. He said, ah, Mapu tree, your bed is up. And he said, ah, I remember when Malfini died of yellow fever right here. And Mookie started to push the branches. And he was going to get to that calf. And he got his head back down in the dark because he couldn't see anything. He went, ah. And at the same time, he heard a big voice. He said, ooh. Oh, that's scared. He put another again, he said, ooh, at the same moment, he got a big paw on his shoulder and started to put him in blood, put his face in blood, and he started to run. You know who was there?
Who? Up there.
It was the tiger. Have you ever seen a tiger?
Yes.
So the tiger started to put Mookie in pieces, but Mookie ran. Finally, the tiger couldn't get him, but the tiger got him all in blood. He went to his home. When he got there, Mali saw blood all over Mookie. Mali said, Mookie, what happened to you? Again, you have been stupid. Mookie couldn't speak. You see, he was crying. He couldn't speak. So Malice took leaves, because that's the way they make medicine in Haiti. He boiled the leaves, and he put big cataplas on him, and he was yelling because it was hurting him. So they put him in bed. The next morning, they put Mookie again in front of that little house. And then, who is passing by again?
The baby calf.
Exactly, the calf passing by, and the calf said, good morning, Uncle Mookie. This time the calf passed nearby because Mookie is all wrapped up. He knows that Mookie cannot do anything to him. And Mookie going, oh, Mookie was mad at him. Oh, my uncle, what's wrong with you? You don't want to talk to your nephew today? So the calf just passed by. And Mookie at this time said, Malice. He called Malice. Malice was inside working. Malice, come and see. That little boy going down the street, you take his nice calf when he passed by in the morning, but go see him at night. He changed to a tiger. As I was passing by, they kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, you got it? All right, let me tell you another story.
Yeah.
Who's going to show to you how Mookie is stupid, okay? But that's a short one, okay? One morning, Malice called, Mookie, come on. I want to send you to the market. Oh, okay, he's happy, he's going to the market. Took his bag, put it to his shoulder, he goes to the market. Then, Malice, when Bookie got there, Bookie had to buy meat. He bought the meat. He bought rice. He bought banana. He bought plantain. Everything, sugar. And he was coming by. But it took a long time for Bookie to buy all these things. The sun was high. And you know what happened when the sun is high, right? Do you know? Okay,
yes.
You're going to find out. Then, as the sun was high, Bookie turned over like that, and he saw a little man following him. And he started to run. Every place he went, the man following him. Every place he goes, the man is following him. He said, "Man, I'm scared of you. Get away from me." But he put his feet here, he saw the man. So, what he did, he took the rice, he gave to the man. "Here, you want the rice here?" He went. He returned again. "You want the meat here? You want this? You want that? You want this?" He gave everything, everything they gave him to buy. Bookie gave the whole thing to the little man following him. So he went home. And he said, "Malice, Malice, look, there is a man following me. I gave him everything because he wants everything. I gave it to him." Malice said, "Come on, Bookie, where is the man?" Couldn't see the man, he was in the house. So they went outside. And Bookie said, "Look, here he is." You know who was following Bookie?
Yeah.
Who was following Bookie? The whole class tells me.
Yeah.
That's exactly. So they started to beat him up. They beat him. "You're too stupid. Beat him, beat him, beat him." And I passed and I asked, "Why they beating Bookie?" They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story.
Oh, God.
You want another one?
Yes.
You gotta make them beg for it.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
You want a long one or a short one?
Long.
Oh, it can't be a long one. It's short.
Well, I should tell them another one who doesn't have Bookie in it.
Okay.
Yeah, you want a story without Bookie, because everything Bookie does, it will be something like that. Like one day, Bookie gave birth to his mother. Bookie was to give her bath. You know what Bookie did? He took grandma and put grandma in boiling water. So grandma said, like that. And grandma died. And all the kids were out. So when Malice came, Bookie said, "I gave a good bath to mother. She's so happy, she's still laughing." And grandma was dead. Grandma was dead. Grandma was like that. Dead. That's the things, Bookie. That's the kind of things. Okay, let me. I'm going to tell you a story about a man who, it was famine in the country. Okay, famine, nobody had food to eat, nothing grew in that town. So, but there was only one man has a garden full of peas, all kind of peas in that garden. He was the only person who has food to eat. But all the birds, they were dying. They didn't have anything to eat. All the animals were dying. But the birds got together and they said, "We're going to do something. We cannot leave a garden full of peas like that and we cannot eat." So they said, "We're going to eat in the garden of Mr. Kenzo," because his name was Kenzo. "So we're going to eat in Kenzo's garden." But Turtle was there. They were friends to Turtle. You know what a turtle is? Have you seen Turtle? You know, Turtle walks slow. You know, he cannot fly. So, then they said, "Well, but Turtle is our friend. He's dying too. He has nothing to eat." Well, they have a meeting. They said, "Well, what's that we're going to do? We're going to give a little bit of wings to Turtle so Turtle will be able to fly also like everybody else." So, early in the morning, and they gave a little bit of wings to Turtle, and they all flew, and they went to the garden. When they got to the garden, they started they were eating, they ate. And when the sun came out, they just flew back. So when the man came, the man said, "Somebody is eating in my garden. I wish I knew who was eating in my garden." But he couldn't find any bird. He went home. The next day, same thing. All the birds got together. They gave a little bit of wings to Turtle. They all went to the garden and they eat the peas. When the man came later on, he said, "That's not my garden. Somebody's eating my peas." So he stayed right there. The next day, hide himself. But they didn't come that day. Then the following day, they came. The men came earlier that day to see who was eating in his garden. So, when the men got there, all the birds were busy going towards him. They were eating. And the man said, Kanzo was his name. He said, he got a big stick. He said, who is eating in my garden? All the birds flew. But Turtle didn't have the wings, so he couldn't fly. So the man was going to beat him. And Turtle said, now I am translating because the song is in Creole. Turtle said, Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Bluebird flew, gave me wings. Turtle flew, gave me wings. Turkey flew, gave me wings. So he said, all the birds who gave him wings. That's why he told on them, he said, that's why I could fly, but I didn't come here alone to eat your peas. So the man said, ho, I'm rich today. A turtle that can sing. Look, he got the turtle. Ooh, nice turtle. He took the turtle home. And everybody came in the neighborhood to listen to a turtle who could sing. But every time he has to put his stick like that, and the turtle takes them going to beat him, and he said, Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. And then started to sing every time. So, people started to give money to the man to hear the turtle sing. The man getting rich. So the king heard that. The king said, bring me that turtle. So they put the turtle in the palace and the turtle started to sing. Oh, they were so happy. So the king invited all the other kings in the country, or the country next to them. That one, there are about 50 kings and princes and queens. They got dressed, long, nice, all of them. So they came to listen to Turtle who was singing. But that night, they put that turtle in a little, how do you say that, bassinet of water.
You know? Her bath.
Yeah. And a little boy came, took the turtle who could sing from himself, and put another turtle who couldn't sing. Everybody was there, and Kenzo came with his big fat turtle. He thanked the turtle going to sing. Put the turtle there, and the king announced, today you're going to hear something no other kingdom has. Only me can have a turtle who can sing. And Kenzo came. Kenzo put his stick up, and the big fat turtle said, OF off. He couldn't sing. So they started, Kanzo beat the turtle. The turtle wouldn't sing, it wasn't the same turtle. They beat the turtle. Even the king made the god beat up the man because he said, you lied to me. Look what an embarrassment. Everybody think my turtle was going to sing. What an embarrassment, they beat up the man. So I was passing by, asked, why are you beating the man? They kicked me, and here I am to tell you the
story. Oh, okay. A tradition that comes from words, a tradition that's sweet, a tradition that comes from another country. I want to thank you very much for coming to share your time with us.
It was a pleasure.
Let's leave with Mrs. Luis with a nice thank you for us. At the count of three.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
We're off to the next class, and I'll see you tomorrow where I hear that there's a surprise in store. I'm looking forward to that. Remember,